Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Wednesday morning, Ricky. So I know it's Wednesday because I took my recycling down to the bottom of the driveway this morning, and I cursed myself for not doing it the night before. So I know it's Wednesday morning.
All right.
And we are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, I've got news for you. Go to CropMetcalf.com. They've got all the info you need there. I am Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitters. At Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please give a follow. Thank you in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bishop is sitting directly across from me.
I may have to leave mid-segment.
Just a
little warning to you.
you have a wave brewing over there.
Man, those apple cider vinegar gummies kicking in.
Yeah, they do their work.
Yeah, so I should be able to last, but okay. Just warning you.
All right, got it.
I might have to leave at like 6:07.
Understood. Eric Bickle is here.
I think I'm totally empty. I had a wave yesterday that wouldn't stop.
Oh really?
So oh yeah.
You're good
literally,
to go.
Like I had to go to the bathroom like four times in an hour.
That's a lot.
Something you ate had to been something you ate.
I know. I'm starting to tell my wife. I think I might be lactose intolerant. I might have developed it from all the cheese and everything. Yeah, yeah.
That could be.
I don't know.
You might need to scale back on the dairy.
Is it a coincidence that the first time I've had like cereal, I had two bowls of Honey Nut Cheerios yesterday.
Delicious.
All the cheese I normally consume.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I had crab bisque soup, very rich soup.
That is rich, yeah.
And then next thing you know, I felt like I did on that plane a few months ago.
I was actually
on the phone with my wife at the bar in the restaurant. Yeah. And I said, I got to go.
I got to
literally sprint to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Well, the good news is
that was the first of like four
you have
trips.
To scale back like on your milk and your dairy. There've never been more milk alternatives. I don't know if you've shopped for milk lately, but
we used to buy the almond milk.
All the different types of milk.
Yeah, but I need cheese though. I need cheese in my life.
There's plenty of cheese at the grocery store.
I guess almond cheese.
But if you're
do almond cheese?
Not that I know.
I've never
heard
of that.
But if you're lactose intolerant,
let's come up with it.
If you're lactose intolerant, legitimately, cheese is probably not the best.
I know.
I
hear you. I think there might be a hint of it,
but it's addicting.
Not a horrible case, but a little hint of it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
All right. Well, hopefully you're past that.
I think I'm fully empty.
Okay. Good.
I mean, I could go in there. Nothing's coming out.
Very good.
I'm just a bit unsteady. Right
I could
now.
Have a colonoscopy right now.
Yo, you're that thorough.
Oh yeah. Okay. It felt like that.
All right. Good.
Well, I got one in 2 months.
Yeah.
That not, prep day.
Not
just
looking
the
forward
worst.
To it.
Prep day is no joke.
May 9th is going to be hell.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
It won't be great, but you'll get through it.
I know I'll get through it, but it's going to be hell. Mm. May 9th, hell. May 10th, procedure, and then I'm good.
Well, the opposite of what
as
you're
going to
feel
there. As long as the results are good.
Is what Caps fans were feeling last night, getting a huge overtime victory against the Detroit Red Wings on home ice.
Break this down. I watched the first period, and there was obviously no score. A lot of scoring chances, but no scoring.
Yeah, a lot of good chances.
Lindgren was playing his ass off again.
I did not see the rest of the game.
Many impressive saves.
Yeah.
Well, Stromer's the star.
Stromer
scores twice, including the game clincher in overtime. By the way, that's two overtime game winners for Strom in less than a week. Because he did it in the Carolina game, that barn burner, the 7-6 game. He did it there. He does it again last night. I mean,
he's just a baller.
The Caps are just coming up big when it's the most important.
It's six out of seven.
All the chips are on the line. The Caps are playing their best hockey of the season.
Before they won six out of seven, you know, a couple weeks ago when that started, I wonder what the playoff chances were. It was probably
11%.
Oh, no, it was down to like
under
3.
Like 10%. It was like 6.
Was it under 10?
From what I remember, it was like 6% was their lowest.
That was pretty low.
I was just looking at like moneypuck.com like, why am I even bothering?
I do remember it was 93%.
No, I think it got, at one point, it got lower.
It might have dipped down to
it
like 3%.
It got lower to 3 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really low.
But currently, I will give you the daily moneypuck.com sweat. This is my new JM daily leading into the NHL playoffs. Your Washington Capitals playoff odds, as of 3 a.m. Eastern time this morning, 65.5% chance to qualify.
It's crazy how that
for
can
the playoffs.
Change in just a few weeks.
They're now clear of the Detroit Red Wings for the number two spot in the wild card, and it hurt a little bit that the Flyers gained a point last night in an overtime loss to the Rangers. But still, the Caps are now just 1 point behind the Flyers in the chase for
and
the Metro spot.
2 points up on Detroit.
Correct.
1 point back of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It sucked that they gave up that goal with about 5 minutes left in the third period because it could have got just a regulation win.
It was kind of deflating
right?
when
it was.
Happened.
It was very annoying.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you. I think if you're being honest with yourself, you got to be really happy that they got those 2 points. Because
absolutely.
I felt like they were getting outplayed in a lot of moments like in the second or third period.
I thought Detroit looked faster in
they
the first period.
They just had more shots and more there was more high-danger chances. And I think Lindgren was playing his ass off.
Lindgren was just – he was spectacular.
There was one stretch.
Well, he's
going
to have to be spectacular for the next 10 games.
Even during one of the goals that he gave up.
He made like five saves.
I can't remember which goal it was. It might have been the third goal.
It was the second one.
He was stopping just point blank rippers from, I mean, Detroit was just on the doorstep. And I think he made like three really good saves, including one where he had to do the splits.
Yeah.
And they eventually got one past him when he's completely sprawled down on the ice where he's giving up like 85% of the net because he'd done all he could do at that point.
Who scored the first Caps goal? Was that Dowd? Who scored
the
very first one?
Yeah. Dowder, and then McMichael potted one and Stromer gets two.
I feel like McMichael's having a pretty
McMichael's having a pretty remarkable year.
Yeah.
For a guy who was basically in Laviolette's doghouse and was only up for, I think he only had six games here with the Caps and spent the majority of last year with the Hershey Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't here a lot. And this year, like, Carbs has leaned into him.
Yeah.
And he's getting...
He's counting on him.
He's going to reward... He's rewarding Carbs with probably a 20-goal season. He's at 17 right now.
Mm.
So that's a huge storyline for the Caps. The contributions they're getting from Connor McMichael... Just 23 years old.
But Stromer, man, that guy is just so good.
Love him. Love the Stromer.
Well, you know who else is so good, and he's been up and down with his health, is Oshie. Even a guy like me, right? Like, I'm a casual hockey observer.
Yeah,
and you just see him just digging pucks out from two people. He just does the little things.
Yeah, Joby and Locker were complimenting him on the broadcast about just those little things that don't show up on the stat sheet. You know, the leadership. The grit and the hustle that he brings.
Well, and just breaking up like potential fast breaks and just it's remarkable how good he still is at his age. And you mentioned Joe B in the locker. We've mentioned this for 20 years, 25 years more, how great they are. It especially a guy like me, when I watch hockey, you know, I watch it and I kind of don't know what I'm seeing. But Locker immediately sees it all. Yeah. He sees all the nuances. Yeah. They go to the replay, and he's already explained it before the replay even shows what happened, and I barely saw what happened.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Like, he's unbelievable.
Appreciate them for what they are.
He's unbelievable.
He knows the game
inside
backwards
out.
And
he knows
forwards.
All the nuances, all the things that just happened in a blur. He explains it as the replay's unfolding or even before it. It's remarkable.
You're not going to find
better. I can't name more than one analyst out there, but he's got to be the top.
His knowledge.
He's so good.
And what he sees.
I'm going to have a creeper whenever they hang him up. Hopefully it's not for a long time.
Nah, hopefully
they keep calling Caps games in perpetuity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's be honest. As Caps fans, we've been spoiled by having them as our broadcast team.
They're just so good.
Well, what is it now? 2+ decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just appreciate them for what they are.
He honestly, I mean, I don't know anything, but in my humble opinion,
yeah,
he's the best analyst in any sport.
Also,
he's really good.
Let's also throw in.
We got to get him back on.
Al Koken. Like, does the on-ice in between period interviews.
And
like,
Alan May's
great.
That guy's
been at it forever.
And Alan May's great.
The whole crew. Alexa Landis-Stoyla, like, yeah, they do a great job.
She does a great job,
Tariq El-Bashir covering. They kill it.
I'm just glad that we're having carbs on after a win.
Yes, it's better.
After a big win.
Big one.
It sucks that it went to overtime because they got a point. And also the Flyers game in New York went to overtime,
okay,
so they got a point. But it's okay.
It's all right. It's okay. We can live with that.
Closing the gap.
It's way better than an L.
And it's, of course.
Way, way better.
Problem is, all right, so they're technically in the playoffs now, but, man, the schedule is just brutal.
Schedule's daunting.
Got to go to Toronto.
A few weeks ago, yeah.
But you know what? I don't want to, you know, jinx anything. But they're starting to – when you go on runs like this – you develop a chemistry and like a vibe,
yeah,
and you're just starting to get really positive vibes about the
vibes
team right now.
And you know, you always talk about having a hot goalie if you qualify for the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there aren't many goalies in the league right now that are on a bigger heater.
No, that's a big
than
part of it.
Charlie Lindgren.
They got the hot goalie. They got the chemistry. They got Ovi turning it on at the right time.
Yeah.
Oshie, knock on wood, health. I mean, hell, they don't even have Willie there right now.
And
I'm glad that Carbs and Brian McLaughlin didn't feel like pressure to play Darcy because he was the big salary guy.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Right? Because there's no way they'd be in this situation if Darcy was playing every other night.
Not the way he's been playing.
Right. No. That's what I mean. So it's been a great move for
Carbs. Maybe he would get hot, give him a benefit of the doubt, but
yeah,
he hadn't been playing that way.
Sure, his confidence level's not the highest. But
yeah, I'm just telling you, you're getting a little bit of a Cinderella vibe with the team. Like maybe
I hope,
they could be the underdogs to root for and everything.
That would be awesome.
By the way, if the NHL playoffs started today, do you know who the Caps would play in the first round?
Can I take a guess?
Pittsburgh. Sure. Who knows?
No, Pittsburgh is flailing. They're not even.
No, they're not close.
Sniffing playoffs right
okay,
now.
Good.
All right, hold on.
It's juicy.
They would play.
Oh,
would they play the Rangers?
They
would
play the Rangers in the first round. Now there's still 11 games left. A lot can change between now and then. But wow, could you imagine a Caps versus Rangers? Caps versus Laviolette in the first round. That'd be a lot of fun drama.
So they're balling, the Rangers.
They got 100 points.
100 points, yeah.
I think they just clinched last night.
I think they're the only
spot.
Team so far that's clinched a playoff spot in the NHL with, I don't know if they have 10 or 11 games
left. How sick is that?
They've got 10 games left.
Yeah.
How sick is that? Lav was here, and we all loved him, but, you know. It just wasn't.
It just didn't work. It wasn't
working. It kind of ran out of gas.
He was ready for a new spot.
Yeah.
The Caps were ready for a new bench boss.
And
just kind of the way it works.
And he goes to the Rangers, got the best record in hockey.
Yeah.
Immediate success. Now, do people always think that the Rangers had underachieved, like they had super talent? Or
I mean, I don't know if they're overflowing with talent.
Maybe they made some offseason changes. Who knows? But they're balling this year.
Man, that would stir my loins if the Caps took on the Rangers in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'd be serious underdogs, but
that's fine.
It would be fun.
I just want to see it.
It would be entertaining.
I just want to see it.
I'm there for it.
Caps play Toronto tomorrow night in Toronto. The last time the Toronto played the Caps was here, and I believe the Caps or the Maple Leafs scored in about 16 seconds.
It was either 14 or 16 seconds. Like I had literally just sat down in my chair, and I had barely even put the recliner portion of the chair up, and those jerk Maple Leafs are celebrating behind Charlie Lindgren.
It didn't end well.
No, 7-3.
No, it did not end well.
Hopefully
the next matchup goes better for the Capitals than the last one.
Well,
but it's always good to have Coach on after a huge win, and I'm sure he'll be very happy.
Oh, look at that. Dylan Strome with 60 points on the season.
Having a great year.
60.
That's got to be by far his best year in his career, right?
Sure, it's his career high. It has to be.
I think he's got 26 goals.
Let me look at his statters.
I feel like he's our guy, too. Like
he's our guy.
When Stromer scores.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Cakes. You probably don't. But every time I see 21 skate, I do think of Brooks Like. Do you think of that when you see 21 out there or no?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just because we have all those Brooks Like jerseys, and we had Brooks on the show for so many years.
I love Brooks
Like. You don't think of that?
It doesn't do that for me. It doesn't stir those memories. 60 points is not his career high, but he does have a career high in goals scored with 25.
Okay.
So he had 65 points last season. He's going to
get that.
He's going to eclipse
that.
So
his two best years are here.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yep.
How old is he?
26, I believe.
Jesus.
26 years old. Tender age of 26.
He's been around a while.
He's the same age as my oldest kid.
Yeah.
I could be Dylan Strome's dad. I can legitimately be his father.
Right.
He's crushing it. Glad to have him. You know what? BMAC, Brian McClellan, very nice signing.
What's his contract situation?
They
signed him as a free agent?
They signed him to a one-year deal when he was a free agent. I think they gave him like $3 or $3.5 million. And then McClellan was like, oh, this guy's a stud. We're going to extend
him.
I think he's on like a 4 or 5 year deal around $5 million per.
Good. Uh-huh.
Can look it up on SpotTrack, but it's something in that neighborhood. McClellan locked him up. He said, this is our guy.
Right.
We're not messing around. We're going to ink him to a nice deal. So good for him. He's paying the Caps back.
Big win.
Big one.
But
big
you know one. What? It's one day at a time.
That's right.
Let's see what happens
when they
go to Toronto.
We don't get over our skis over here. We don't get too crazy.
Just keep rooting against the Red Wings and the Flyers.
So it's a perfect day to be joined by head coach Spencer Carberry. He'll be on the show coming up at 7 a.m. And at 9:25, we're going to talk to our friend Chick Hernandez. He is, I believe, at the owners' meetings, and then he is following Josh Harris and company to Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels' pro day. So we'll talk to him about the owners' meetings and more. That's Chick Hernandez coming up at 9:25. We're the Junks on the Fan. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.